League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Everybody, I know it's a minisode compilation, not Chaos Magic Part 2. This should be the last time this happens in a while. It's just been very chaotic for me on my personal life. I want to say thank you to everybody who reached out and sent me well wishes. I had a recent loss in the family to my grandfather. And then on top of that, my mom got in a bit of a car accident. Don't worry, my mom is all good. It just means I've been flying out back and forth for the past month or two, and it's made recording a little bit more frustrating, but everything is all good now, and starting next week, we should be back on schedule. So thank you guys so much for your patience and your understanding, and we'll be back next week.
Minisode 2 13. Blah. 1 2 3 3 2 3 and 3 3 and 3 6.
Do you think the minisodes will ever catch up
to what?
Do you think it's possible that like somehow the minisodes will be somehow someday as many minisodes as there are main episodes?
I mean, it's gonna take a while. The at the rate we miss actual episodes to do like a minisode compilation or whatever.
Yeah.
That's really the only opportunity they have.
Fair.
So they got a while to go because we're almost at 300 for the main show.
That's something I've never thought about once.
Next month is year 7, boys.
What number episode are we on? Really, 7 years we've been doing this?
Yeah. February 18th is the first of 2018. We put our first video out, our first episode out. Cornerfest Part C was episode 282.
Wow, so we're going to hit that this year.
Yeah.
And we still haven't solved UFOs?
We're getting way closer, though. We're getting close.
I just want to say for the record, my new favorite meme on the internet when it comes to UAPs and UFO stuff and all this shit is now people are calling it Project Blue Balls, and that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my entire life. Absolutely agree. We're almost there, though. We're almost there.
Almost. Who I would consider one of the biggest grifters in the UFO world, Dr. Stephen Greer.
Dr. Stephen Brule.
Yeah, he has doubled down in that he has said disclosure is happening this week.
72 hours.
Now, Greer is like the creme de la creme grifter motherfucker. He is a huge grifter. So if he ends up being right, I'm going to jump out a window.
I don't think he'll be right.
I don't think so either. But like, he's like really staking it on this.
Logic tells us he's not right.
The crazy thing is this week we got a lot of like really great, I would say sci-fi stuff when it comes to that. But like you see on Reddit, they were talking about the giant dark mothership in the ocean that's been moving at high speeds.
Yes.
Which is amazing because everyone's like, I've seen it.
The 4chan leak from a while back.
Yeah, and it's great because they're like, it's in the ocean. I've seen it. And then all the comments are like, show the video then. If you've seen the video, show us the video. Stop talking about it. Show us the evidence.
I'm so glad people
are tired of it. I'm so glad because
we're at the point where like it's not only like are we having like big congressional hearings on these things, but they're we have social media, TikTok. This shit spreads faster, so people are like already just like, okay, all right, I'm done. Like, go ahead. If it's happening, like, where is this shit?
But also,
The grift is so strong. I was watching on r/UFOs. I was watching a guy who was like, yeah, bro, I saw a sphere when I was in the military. And I'm like, I don't believe a word you're saying. Just from jump, I don't believe you. You have no credibility. You're just a dude on a podcast who's like, yeah, I was in the military and I saw one. Like, nah, dude.
Yeah, did he have credentials to show that he was?
I don't even believe you're in the military.
Like,
that's everybody these days. Yeah.
The orb thing is like, I mean, that I almost believe just only because we've seen video of the Mosul orb and shit, which is like real. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm with, like, the grifting is like, it muddies the waters so much. And a lot, some of it's intentional, like on behalf of like other, like when we go into some, I have a big topic coming up that I'm so excited to get into, but it's going to be like the paperwork in the money trail is that leads to the government is there, but it's buried under shell companies that are like, you have to find the old, like business records of and where it leads to and shit. And that, that shit alone makes you feel insane. And so it's just, grifting is so easy in this world, in this UFO world. Fucking annoying.
It's true.
The MH370 flight is still around.
You don't have to produce evidence. You just have to confirm literally what you believe.
Yes, correct. That's all you have to do. And if you have no scruples, you can get rich doing that shit.
Yeah.
Ugh. Not that the UFO world's filled with people getting rich. That's the other thing is like most of them are not. But like Lou Elizondo, for instance, right? He still works for the government. He's still literally on paper working with the government. So like you can't even... It's insane.
I don't think it's about money, dude. I think it's the same reason why a person would start a podcast or you'd like they just want attention. They just have something to say and they want people to pay attention to them.
That's why I started this. That's why I said I sent three diamond emojis to Mathis legendarily.
Yeah, exactly. But like I want to like because it's fun to talk about. I'm not sitting here telling you I know the answers and how to because like Dr. Stephen Greer. Like, I don't know.
I listened to the you and Santel episode. I feel like you were telling us the answers.
Yeah, Santel definitely has all the answers.
He was,
dude.
But you
Santel
weren't listening.
Has the answers. But Greer, like one of the things he does is he has like a CE5 course. Well, he'll for a lot of money he'll bring you out into a field. And you'll all sit around and like meditate and like, invoke orbs. And if you see a satellite, people talk about like what it's like out there. It's like a satellite goes by and he's like, look, it's an orb contact. And like I told you, and it's just, oh, that
shit.
I did that
one time with Charles Martinet in Norway and it blew my fucking mind.
That's fucking hilarious. That's such a cool, like that's way better story than doing anything with Stephen Greer. Oh, it's fucking annoying. But yeah, go ahead, boys. What do you have for stories this week? Anything?
I've got Cornerfest. Like when the band is in town and they go play a small gig nearby, that's what I've got one of those for you for Cornerfest because all my Minnesota topics during Cornerfest are rejected Cornerfest topics.
Right.
Do you want that now?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is a post from Non Murder Mysteries. It's called "Who Is This Woman Hidden in Shrek and Why Is She There?"
yes.
All right.
In the first Shrek movie, when the Farquaad mascot runs from Shrek and Donkey and bumps into the gates, a moment I think we all remember.
Definitely. Right.
Look at the booth on the right. Inside, you can see what looks like a real woman's face attached to the wall, but slightly off, so not like a poster exactly, but just there. A few others have noticed this on some subs like r/Shrek, and YouTuber Shay Valley has done a video on it where he enhances it. I don't know who spotted it, but in the booth on the left, here we go. I'm going to give you the screenshot from the movie. There you go. You can see it. I don't know who first spotted it, but in the booth on the left, there's an Easter egg where Z from Ants, another DreamWorks movie, can be seen on a poster inside. I guess maybe someone checked out the other booth to see if anything else was hidden and instead found the face, but Z's face is very well hidden too. Shay Valley says it could be Fiona's voice actress Cameron Diaz, but he hasn't found a matching photo. Others have said it could be the face of one of the animators or someone the animator knew, maybe sneaking it in as a fun joke. After all, who wouldn't want to be a part of Shrek? Others say it may have been some sort of error, something that wasn't meant to be put in but did. Perhaps the animator is using a photo to test something and forgot to remove it. Or it could be a reflection, but I don't know how that would end up as part of the animation. And no, it wasn't just added in. People have checked copies of the movie going as far back as VHS tapes, and the face is there. And just to prove that, I actually went back and found another post from 3 years ago at r/Shrek from The Thick Legend. And here's a quote from that post that goes, "I own the oldest physical copy of Shrek I think possible. It is a 4-year consideration DVD mailed out to the Academy Awards voters in order to assure they see the film during a period before the official home release. I checked this release tonight and found that the woman has always been in the film, even in 2001. This doesn't mean a ton, but it does mean that it's not a Netflix thing and an edit in this spot didn't happen to the film between 2002 and today. I have attached photo proof another photo from my latest Blu-ray release of the film, and a digitally manipulated screenshot from the film on Vudu, hoping to show a more accurate representation of the original photo's scale and color. It's a difficult thing for me to get in high quality. She's behind a window with lots of reflection on it. The film and the low bitrate of anything except for Blu-ray makes for a difficult viewing experience of our mystery lady. And of course, I've got the Imgur. And I'll tell you right now, this is not Cameron Diaz, but I don't know who it is. It looks like a 90s lady.
What?
She's kind of floating as a like transparent texture on the wall. And she's in there. She's in Shrek. She's the lady.
It looks like
Shrek.
It's just like an Easter egg probably of somebody that probably worked on the film, I feel like.
Who is this woman hidden in Shrek and why is she there? Let us know on patreon.com/Tilluminati Pod or reddit.com/Tilluminati Pod.
It is, I mean, like, if you watch the scene, it is so quick.
Yeah.
I tried to see, and it's like, it is a split second.
The HD one on the Imgur is, like, pretty damn clear. Like, I'm sure that that first picture looks very much like the person. This is a phone image taken on a 4K TV, but I think, damn, that looks fucking good.
Huh.
Like, that's clearly it's like a recognizable person. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like pretty high def.
All it's going to take is somebody to recognize this person. So
I mean, I think it's along the same lines as that dude who put the penis in Little Mermaid.
Yeah, it's like somebody's wife or something, right? Like,
yeah, writing sex in the clouds.
Just sneaking
and,
it in.
Whatever, Lion King.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I didn't put it in because it's like not that big of a mystery. It's like almost definitely just like an animator put it in. But sure, we don't know what it is, and it's there, and it's something I'd like to know the answer to.
Fascinating.
Who is this woman in Shrek and why is she there?
By the way, Shrek 5 coming 2026.
Oh, good Lord, of course. go ahead, Jesse. Why don't you go next?
That's like straight out of Back to the Future 2 when the Jaws comes and bites him and it's like Jaws 5 or whatever. That's exactly what that feels like. Shrek 5?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I watched Puss in Boots.
Oh, it was good. Oh.
Damn it. Oh, I'm back.
We're back.
No.
We're back.
No, I hear you and see you. We're good.
Puss in Boots was good.
Puss in Boots was great.
Puss in Boots was an anime, dude. That movie was like, didn't deserve to be as good as it was.
It's like Spider-Man.
Honestly? Yeah. Very well done. anyway. Hey, everyone. Speaking of looking up at the sky at night. Hey. On February 28th, 2025, all seven of our other planets, and when I say seven, I'm upset by that. I want to say eight, but whatever. Here we are. In this hell future,
where Pluto's
all
dead.
Seven of the other planets will align in the sky, and it'll be some sort of like, not one of those in the movies where it's like, and then we will open the portal to hell, where it all lines up straight like this, like in a, it's literally kind of like an arc in the sky,
like one, two, three, four, five, bing, 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 bing,
in the sky, yeah, along the arc,
like a solar system puzzle or like a diagram in a classroom or something.
Yeah, so I guess it's going to be sort of east, southeast in its orientation. Apparently, there's a small version of it that happens January 21st that six of the seven will appear in the sky at once. That's Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, Venus, and Saturn, the only exception being Mercury. And I guess they're all coming around on the same side of the sun, and it happens every so often, but this is one of those things where we can finally see the alignment. Again, no, it is not. They're all in a straight line, and it opens a portal to hell. It is, my bad. The 21st of January is the southeast. In February 28th, all of them will be south-southwest into west. And if you want to see all the planets rise into the sky, the way you can do that is this very helpful graphic. We should link this in notes if we can.
Yeah.
But if you want to look exactly where it's at, that science gives you alert. The exact way to see it.
ScienceAlert.com.
I've been there.
Observe the alignment. There you go. 1 hour
exactly
after sunset.
Exactly the magnitude and the visibility and the constellation around it. Very cool stuff.
Anywhere in the northern hemisphere, really?
That's cool.
Yep. Okay. Also, Sky Tonight, they promote that as an app to get more information on where you can find it. But, yeah, very cool stuff. Nice. I love the idea of being able to see all the planets, a lot of them just by your eyes. I'm very interested if people are going to be like, they're in the sky. I saw them. The drones. They were coming up.
Who is this planet in sky and why is she there?
Yeah. It's like, who's this orange light in the sky? It's Mars, you idiot. Okay.
So we have a little taste coming up here in next Tuesday in February. All of them.
See, speaking of, so I got a little mystery here, a little follow-up mystery on one of Alex's Corner Fest mysteries. We talked about the LVSS and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there's a subreddit that's still active with them? It's called, I stumbled across this. I'm going to link it to you. Instead of it being LVSS support or whatever it is, it's now LVSSS support. And they've been active for approximately 8 months. Not new, been happening for a while. And you can go all the way back and whatever it is still going on.
I didn't know. LPSS Larry. Olfactory Ethics.
Yep. It's still going on. It's chaos.
I hate this place. Hate it. Yep. Not a fan.
My cat is fighting. I have to step away.
Oh my God.
Not a fan. This place sucks.
Oh that my is, God.
Yeah. No.
Oh my God.
Don't like it.
Oh, the further I scroll, the worse.
Yeah,
it
the
gets.
Further you go, it gets way worse.
Oh God, the Cheeto. Oh, everything.
I must stress. Sometimes I feel like the internet was a mistake. Like we just let people who are not ready for prime time have access to
some people
communication tools, and I just. Oh.
Yeah, this is just, it's just fucking weird. Yeah, it's still bizarre. So, I dove in there a little bit. I hated pretty much everything I saw. I don't really understand anymore, but it's still just weirdness happening. And it's like weird pictures and get like kind of gross. There's like a nasty toilet in there. Yeah. It's just, I don't understand. What is this, like eggs with teeth? Like, I don't fucking know what's going on.
The comments on the community highlighted pin post are so weird.
Oh, I didn't even look. You gotta go up. She will be here soon.
There's like, it feels culty, man. It's weird.
It does, yeah. A smile spreads, we rise. Yeah, so there you go. They're still around. It keeps going.
LVSSS.
Can't say it like that.
Yeah.
Did you find that yourself?
Yeah. Yes, that's I did. Because I was one of the users that from the old one that was still active. And I saw them, they had posted in this. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck is this? And I was like, it is a whole ass fucking thing. It was a whole, they're still going for about 8 months.
Horrific. Horrific.
Yeah, the worst. Anyway, thank you all so much for supporting us here at patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. We'll leave you with that delicious last little thought.
Delightful.
And we'll be back next week. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you so much to Factor for sponsoring today's episode. And summer is not only here, but it's more than halfway over. Can you believe it? It still means we got more sun, more light, more time to do all the things that make summer so special to us. And the number one thing you don't want to be doing all summer? Dying of dehydration. That should be your number one. But number two is spending hours cooking inside. And that's where Factor comes in. Factor's chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are ready in just 2 minutes, taking the hassle out of eating well. Factor's meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle over summer and beyond if you're just a busy person like I am. With 45 weekly menu options, you can pick from gourmet meals that fit your summer gains and goals, choose from options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and more. Factor powers your day, sun up to sun down, with nutritious breakfasts, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts. Factor has your whole day covered. So just enjoy the summer more and get Factor if you want all the flavors and none of the fuss. I use Factor and I think you should use it too. So if this is something you want to check out, you can get started at factormeals.com/chill50off and then use code chill50off to get 50% off and free shipping on your first box. That's code chill50off at factormeals.com/chill50off for 50% off plus free shipping. factormeals.com/chill50off.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Minnesota 214. Welcome back. That's all I got.
Hey, 214. That's so you know, 3-4. Right?
I brought Jess up here just to confirm the light is gone. What I thought I was seeing was actually just the star we were using to compare it to prior. It's gone. It's just not out there. It's
okay.
Gone.
So it's not back. It didn't come back.
It is
back.
Not back. I thought I was, but it was not.
You got to understand something right now. I want to tell you something about this minisode. People who are not patrons are not going to get closure on this saga for like 15 years.
It's true.
I love that.
If closure ever happens.
I love that. That's
yeah,
so
we're not
fun.
Looking for disclosure. Just closure.
Yeah, just closure at this
point. At this point, I just want closure.
Right. Let me take the reins to start then, speaking of disclosure, because I need to talk about and laugh about the giant News Nation fucking thing that people, for some reason...
Oh, you mean Egg?
Egg. We need to talk about Egg.
Dude,
need,
by the way, was it you or was it the mods that removed my amazing post?
Oh, someone else. I didn't remove anything. I thought your post was still up there, actually. Let me go check.
What post?
I can't see it.
Jesse made... No, yeah, there is. Alt angle UAP. It's just further down because there are a bunch more posts after you.
Oh, I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite troll post. I'm so happy.
To give people like a brief as to what's about what this is, because it was nowhere other than News Nation, rightfully so. Ross Coulthart, a journalist from News Nation, had been building up and to his credit alongside a lot of UFO talking heads that he on Saturday was going to have an interview with a firsthand whistleblower, meaning somebody who was involved with the UAP retrieval and have footage of this retrieval, or at least that was the implication. It's going to come out Saturday night at 8:30, you know, right when all world changing events should be announced. So through this, the UFO community on Reddit, like, hyped themselves up. They bought every fucking word. Stephen Greer was like 72 hours until disclosure. Right then, that should have told you this is a grift. Greer is a grifter. More like so bad. So it happens. The interview takes place. And he has the credentials. He has the much like Grush in that he has higher ups that vouch for him that are like trustworthy.
He seems like a real guy is what you're saying.
And he talks about how he was part of a craft retrieval for this egg-shaped UFO that they had to go get. And he has, you know, he explains what he saw. And of course he goes into the woo part of it almost immediately. As he said, he felt this feminine divine energy that was like coming from the egg, and it made him feel love and all this other weird shit. And then they show footage of this egg that is from the perspective of a camera underneath the helicopter. You see this dangling cord, and underneath this just looks like an egg being cradled by like this tarp mechanism. And you see it for about 8 seconds. You see the part where it gets lowered onto the ground. The egg kind of just rolls a bit. And that's kind of like the footage. And if you're thinking, well, there must be more to it than what you described. No, that's pretty much exactly it. There's nothing on the ground to compare its size to. The only thing you can do is try to look at the wire, the cord, and how far down it goes and how tiny it gets to indicate how far that cord is going. And it does look like it goes a good distance. Supposedly the helicopter is 150 feet up, but there's nothing to compare it to. And that's it. It's 8 seconds of night vision footage, which I called immediately. I was like, it's going to be night vision footage. What is everybody getting excited about? And as it happens, you show the footage. It makes everybody who thought this was going to be this huge thing look like an idiot, properly so. Is it curious footage? Yeah, it's interesting, right? Like, it's clearly a phone recording of a monitor of like this footage. And there's, I guess, some indication that it might be big due to its size in relation to how far down it's supposed to be going. But there's nothing there to compare it to. It's, and worse off, Coulthart did a dirty, and I fully put it on his shoulders for doing this. The whistleblower that he was interviewing isn't even the one that the footage came from. His footage, Coulthart said, came from an anonymous source that he knows, but he refuses to reveal due to their own security because
this
they're still
sucks,
in the
man.
Program.
Like this one. And
the whole time he's insinuating that it comes from Jake Barber, the guy he's interviewing, and it's not. It comes from somebody nobody knows. And
I just had to go look like, at the.
This
to go
is
going to
be world changing.
Again.
And Lou Elizondo is like, shame on the UFO community for tearing this apart. You dumb fucks. What are you talking? And that's where I'm like, I don't know. You're all grifters at this point to me. Every single this one
looks,
of you.
Yeah, this is like, this like, feels like they ran out of road.
But the other part, the fun conspiracy part of me is like, if you were in the, you know, the intelligence community and you wanted to muddy the waters, this is how you would do it. You would get somebody who's like, has credentials, and then you just give them footage of this. It's like, just... it's ridiculous, but it's so insane. And I was having such a good time that night watching the community fucking implode still, on itself.
They're still going nuts. That's like what I wanted to bring up today.
There's 4chan leakers now. There's 4chan leakers of eggs. One, another piece of video footage that, again, is kind of curious. And then shit that's so clearly like a LARP and like made up and AI and all this other shit. And if that's what we're going to talk about, Jesse, please take the reins. Because in the rare occasion, you and I, we're on the same team on this one. This is hilarious. People are literally
posting AI egg images. One guy did like an enhancement and he's like, the background just looks like a video game. It doesn't, it looks like,
yeah, when you go zoom in on the ground, it looks like
a wall in a game.
Yeah.
Like, it, like, but anyway,
one of the posts says that, there was nothing on the egg. It was completely featureless, but the image he has like Egyptian hieroglyphics on it.
Immediately. Yeah.
And
people
are like trying to discern that. Like, stop. The guy who posted it contradicted himself immediately.
Yeah. And of course, immediately moving on, because then, now we are getting posts on the UFO subreddit that are like, the age of disclosure is the most revelatory, credible, historic documentary ever made about the UAP, non-human intelligent life, the government's involvement, bipartisan disclosure, da 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 da, right? And everyone's like, it's going to change the world. This is a game changer. This is thing. And then 6 hours ago, they post a clip from it, from the trailer, and it's like, this is real. I know. And all I want to do is I just want to read.
This is why the UFO community isn't taken seriously, too. And I was like, truly, 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 I do believe there are disinfo agents in there muddying the waters, because there is like, again,
I don't even think they need them. I don't think they need them anymore. Yeah, I genuinely don't.
They fucking feed on themselves at this point. They really do. The community just does it to themselves.
This is why I wanted to bring this up. And this was going to be my topic today on the UFO subreddit. Atwood Enterprise just flat out absolutely asked the question. I think everyone, I want to know your two answers. They write, let's be honest, the UFO community loves a good mystery, but we're sabotaging our credibility in the process. Every time a new grainy photo, unverified whistleblower, or fantastical claim comes out, the community jumps on it like it's the Holy Grail. Meanwhile, the public, scientists, and policymakers roll their eyes and move on. Are we too obsessed with chasing fantasy to focus on serious evidence and verifiable data? If we keep amplifying every wild claim without skepticism, how are we supposed to convince anyone this is more than a conspiracy sub? Do we want to find truth, or are we just here for entertainment? And right. That is the question I pose to you.
I fully agree. Yes, they absolutely have lost themselves in the fantasy of it. What's fact on paper, the paper trails, that is interesting enough to say something weird is going on, to then dive into this, to buy the hieroglyphics, to buy into the fantasy. It becomes almost religious to some of these people. And that's the issue. And
this is beyond UFOs. This is what you're describing right now is what's happening in all information communication, because the goalposts have changed to be like engaging and rewarding you for insincere engagement just as much as sincere engagement.
I do want to go to the defense of the UFO community on this small point, is that it is Colt Hart and everything's fault for building it like the way it was, to say it was going to be the point of change. They literally were billing this thing to be a game changer, which immediately they told me it wasn't going to be.
They wanted ashamed.
Eyeballs. Yeah. So, yeah, they got built up to something and they edged themselves to fucking death. And when there was no final like reveal, and it was just another interesting video that if he just reported it as such would have been much more accepted in the community as something. But that's not the point. And like, yeah, so then these whistleblowers come out on 4chan where anybody can say anything at any point, and they dive into that shit even more intensely than they dive into the weird video that we got.
Unfortunately for anyone who wants to get into this space,
is
there is a solid MO and trajectory every single time, and it's you can look it up. It happens all the time, and it will continue to happen this way until an alien lands on a doorstep.
Yeah,
straight up, this is the way it is. It's I heard something from someone, I'm going to interview someone about that thing that I heard. Here's paperwork verifying the thing that I heard. That thing, we have evidence it really happened. Oh, you want the evidence? Well, I can't. All right, I'll look into the evidence. All right, here's the game-changing evidence that you're going to see. And then whatever they produce is bullshit every time. And exactly. It's that thing where it makes every time anyone says, I have evidence, now all I hear is, okay, you're just trying to like stir up, you know, go see my new documentary or go do this. Like, it isn't, there's nothing good that comes out of the long drawn out, like, you know, it's just, here's the thing. It to me feels the exact same way as when all those people who were in the original Trump White House were like, oh, bad shit was happening there. Learn all about it in my new book.
And yeah, fuck
like,
off. Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Same vibe. Where it's just anything everyone's weird trying happens- to sell everything. If it was real, you would shout it from the rooftops. It was
damn right. If anything weird happens to me, I'm not writing a book about it. I'm telling you right now, I will probably tweet about it the night it happens and then talk about it for free.
I'd run into the streets and be like, don't you see?
Yeah. Do you guys ever think like, what if everything, like even like news, even like discussion of reality is going to have to choose what like cinematic universe it's in the future?
I don't want to, you know what? I know where you're at. I don't want to go there with you.
Yeah.
Isn't that a bummer?
But like,
isn't that weird? Sucks.
It is true. Like they do themselves such a disservice because what's out there and verifiable and the stuff that's like, you know, what the ARO says to the public, but then the private report you get to see after like a couple years and a bunch of redactions through FOIA is completely different than what you're told. And that's the shit that's like, you need to grab onto, but people are just, they want it now. Listen, I read a comment that I think I fully agree with. If or when disclosure happens, they aren't going to tease it. They're not going to tease you about like disclosures happening Friday at 7 p.m. EST. It ain't going to happen like that. It's just going to one day somebody's going to get on TV and say something. And until that moment that there is no disclosure, doesn't matter. Bits and pieces of information that you can follow to come to a conclusion that something weird is going on. Yes, but that's it. That's where it ends. And that's 4chan posters, as interesting as some of them might be, are as reliable as like me telling you that I am a genetic scientist, because I can prompt AI if I want to create a post that sounds like somebody who knows genetic science and then just copy paste questions. And that's it. That's all it takes now.
And it'll trick most people.
And it'll trick more people than you. Like, it's ridiculous. It's that easy. So like, follow the money, do the boring research into government release paperwork. That's where you're going to find the most reliable information.
You know what would be a great like skeptical like production that I think would be like really funny? Like that I feel like there could be like some kind of like wealthy patron behind that would be really like good for all UFO everything, is if there was like a production company that just made like an alternate universe UFO reality where there's like figures like Elizondo and all those other people like that, but it's all just fake and fictional and like ascribes to like a different mythology, and they like make fake evidence and stuff that kind of like mirrors all the real evidence that's out there just to show how easy it is to make exactly the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like people would watch
like an AI image generator. You just tweak and you tweak and you tweak the prompt. You'll eventually get what you want.
Yeah. So insane.
Yeah. It sucks, but that's just how you have to treat it. So like, do I believe he got this footage from somebody that he claims he trusts? Yeah. Is the footage curious? Yeah. But that's it.
Does it look like somebody trying to suck up a water balloon through a straw in a paintball arena? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Looks like somebody trying to vacuum something up off the seafloor is what it looks like.
Yeah, it's weird as shit.
Yeah.
All right, take us out of here, Alex. What's your topic?
I got something great for you guys today. As you know, this is the last mini-sode of Cornerfest 25 month, and every mini-sode in Cornerfest, I did a Cornerfest-style mystery that was not even good enough to make it into Cornerfest. So
I mean, fantastic.
This is really me going like
barrel, like
everything is gone. This is the last one. You know, I love our non-murder mysteries, a very great subreddit.
Yep.
This one was one that I found from the user Unacceptable Use. That said, how did this unreleased demo of a song end up in an obscure Flash game in the late 2000s? And basically what happens is this person came across a post of their that like sparked their interest at one point a while ago. And there was this game called Five Daughters Mom, which is exactly the type of game that it sounds like. The post that they found.
What does that sound like?
Yeah, like
what?
one of those games that's like got one of those ads. You know, you can see the link to the gameplay right here. You can describe it. But the post where they're asking what song this is gone. But this is the game that they were talking about.
Oh boy! Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That kind of game. It's one of those games that's just like an old
Flash game,
like the type of game that gets marketed to your kid, but you never see the commercial yourself.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, found the lyrics in the song. This user searched them, found an artist who is now out of the industry, who's called Christine Lee, and the song is supposedly written by somebody called Laura Monaco. So this person contacts Laura Monaco. Laura Monaco says she wrote it while she was a student, and that the recording in the game is actually her singing, but that she never gave anyone permission to use this recording, has no idea how this recording could have gotten somebody's hands. She has no idea any of it. She didn't have any more information at all that this person could go off of, and was very, very confused and frustrated by everything. So this Redditor then also contacts the company that gets the Christine Lee version of the song, which is actually not a Christine Lee version of the song. It's actually Laura Monaco singing, right? And they say they bought it through something called rocketsongs.com. And Five Daughters Mom was on dressupmix.com and a bunch of other sites in the late 2000s. And the website was owned by a company called Games Banner Network that barely exists anymore. And there's like a lot of other companies that are called Games Banner Network. And it's just weird. It's a weird situation. I tried to look into it. I couldn't really find anything deep into it, but I just thought it was so interesting. Like the seeds of a really good, like episode of like Reply All or something is here. I feel like it's only from a couple of months ago, but I just didn't have the ability to like do this on my own without too much work. And so I just couldn't fit it in, but I would still love to like figure it out someday. I think it's really an interesting, I bet you the story is interesting. So there you go. Weird ass game. Five Daughters Mom. Like one of those Flash games where you like drag shit around. You know what I'm talking about?
It is.
I remember that era.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like shit. Of course. That's my little mystery. Cornerfest is finally done. How about that?
Enjoy your little vacation from topics, because it's in my hands now, baby.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like next week's going to be a good time. I'm ready for it. I'm ready. I'm like genuinely just hype.
Tomorrow's going to be tomorrow. Next week's going to be fun.
Tomorrow's going to be fun, too, but it has nothing to do with Chilluminati.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. A good ass day on my own.
Have a good rest of your evening. Yeah. Good rest of your evening. Well, you boys have a good rest of your evening. Everybody else, have a good rest of your week. We'll be back next week with another minisode. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, my little children, and welcome back.
Yeah,
no.
Welcome back to Minnesota 215. How you doing, boys?
I'm doing pretty good, to be honest. I feel all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm curious what you brought for us today. Like, you got anything good?
So the whole month I've been bringing rejected Cornerfest episode things. So I'm out of that now, and I've brought you something from the Latin Times from December, which I thought was crazy.
The Latin Times,
I love that.
So this
a reputable site.
This is crazy. So this guy in India collapsed at home. He's feeling dizzy, and he fainted after he took a bath, according to the Hindustan Times. He went to a hospital, and he like died at that hospital. And the doctors were like so fucked up about it, and they were giving him an autopsy, and in his throat, when they started doing the autopsy, they found a 20 centimeter long living chick that had obstructed his airway and food passages and caused asphyxiation. This was the guy who did this was called Dr. Bag, and he said he has performed 15,000 autopsies and he never has once seen anything like this. Apparently this guy had been talking to like something called a tantric or a cultist type person, because they were having infertility issues, and the prevailing theory is that he did a fertility ritual that was supposed to help him get kids that involved swallowing a live bird. But when he did that, the bird apparently did not die and then started to crawl its way back out of his body and killed the man.
Well, fuck. You know what? That's a weird karma in a weird way, you know?
Isn't that like the craziest thing you've heard in a while?
Yeah, that's nuts.
They found a living bird in the autopsy.
That's insane.
A living bird.
What'd they do with it?
I don't know. They introduced him to a wildlife sanctuary for fucked up birds.
Forever traumatized birds.
Yeah, honestly, that bird's been through some stuff.
That bird does not want to watch the movie Alien.
No.
One time Kelly, when she was vacuuming up, she used to work at a pet store, and she was vacuuming up a bird cage, and then she accidentally sucked up one of the birds for a second, and the bird just like boom, like went into the vacuum cleaner, and he was fine. He was just like, oh shit. Cause it was like, you know, one of those ones with a drum. So it didn't really go anywhere. Just kind of didn't like go to like blades or something. He just like ended up in a trash can elsewhere after going down the tube, and he was fine. But I don't know. Birds are pretty resilient little things that you can crush between your fingers. You know, they're really an interesting creature.
Hmm. Jesse, palate cleanser, please. Are you going to talk about the drones?
No, I'm going to talk about something that I think is just another example of don't believe the internet, don't believe the mystery. Usually it's much, much simpler than it actually is.
Ooh, what do you got?
So I will not be going to the Latin Times. I'll be going to the LA Times. And I will be using good old-fashioned detective work on the ground people. So if you follow Reddit, or in this case, I guess the LA Times follows Reddit, there is a big mystery afoot revolving this image here in LA. Please describe.
It's someone writing help pretty much everywhere.
I have been looking at this, and it's very close to us.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I know exactly where this is. I'm not going to like say where it is exactly, but you could drive there and look. I don't know if I want to get involved. I'm sure somebody has.
I think they it's have. Just some, I just
we actually
it was
have
some,
answers. Yeah.
I thought it was either somebody just writing help because fuck, everything's fucked. It's not, they don't need help at all. They just wanted to write it in there.
It says Trafico Humano.
I didn't see that part.
See where it says 525?
And then I also guess that it's probably not real because the help in the bottom left almost looks like it's like translucent a little.
No, it's there.
No, it's there. Okay. So,
right. Yeah.
Eagle-eyed Google Earth users shared this social media screenshot this past week with help etched everywhere on the ground in a vacant lot in Los Angeles. And it became a mystery. People are trying to check it out. Everyone's like, what's going on there? And it's not just one help sign. It is many, many, many. You can even see the human trafficking thing prompted the local police to actually go check it out. Upon arrival, officers conducted a thorough investigation, found no evidence of criminal activity, and no threat in the area. Although the police did say the photos were from 2023, the photo you're looking at is from 2023, they sent a chopper And KTLA sent a chopper. A chopper?
I let you go with it.
And it's the chopper copter, dude. And they discovered those signs are still there. Help is still written everywhere.
I saw it on the 2025 Google Maps. Like, yep. It's there.
Weird.
Yeah. And so, keen to get to the bottom of this, people went down there, and they did what we were like, should we do that? They just went and did it.
Yeah.
And they spoke to the homeless people that populate the area, and all of them were like, that's this dude, Jose. He's been doing that for years. And when they talked to the police said, yeah, we know that's Jose. Jose's been doing that for years. He has some sort of mental health issues. They don't know because he's refused to accept housing or mental health evaluations. So, yeah, they said there's no evidence of human trafficking, and it's been there for years. It's just the thing that this dude does. And
cool.
I found that while thinking about our episode on crop circles. And I keep thinking it's a thing people
do. For sure. I agree. People definitely do it. All right. I'm going to take the rest of this. First, let's just talk about the drone thing. It's really not even a thing.
Yo, like, Trump said that. You hear?
Dude, so basically he was like, everybody's like, he's going to finally tell us. And then he didn't tell for like 4 days. And then his press secretary said it was like FAA regulated. And that was it. Even though that does not match.
Makes no sense.
And it's just like, okay, that just makes things even fucking weirder because the drone sightings are still happening right now.
Everyone who like has any vested interest in like what the fuck he's talking about, right?
Right.
Like already knows that's a bullshit answer.
For sure. But it literally makes no sense. Like Biden refused to say, but Trump was fine saying they were
just doing research. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Whatever.
So that's, there's not much more there than that. But a couple of other UFO things happened this week as well this is the part that like makes you sound crazy too. Just like that, you know, with the drone thing. 8 days ago, somebody released simply saying, hey, somebody I know in the JWICS got a copy of this and sent it to me. It's like a leaked document. It looks like it's from the AARO. That is a final report before Sean Kirkpatrick left. And we know publicly the report we got from him was like, it's nothing. It's mostly just like airplanes or it's weather phenomena. You're all freaking out over nothing. And he basically just said like, you know, giant middle finger. This document, however, says the exact opposite to them saying, hey, there's weird shit in the air. Here's what we need to study it properly because we don't know. They're exhibiting.
We don't know what it is.
Yeah. But it came out. It's unredacted, which is wild. So this doubt immediately was cast on it, especially for me too. I'm like, I don't know, like this, it's a screenshot of a document or whatever. So not a huge, I read it. It was interesting. Not much really tickled me then. Then 3 days after that, Green Street, who was one of the guys on Texas Black Vault guy who does FOIA requests and all that stuff. He got a hold of this thing cause he saw it on Reddit and he just asked Sean Kirkpatrick on Twitter, like, hey, is this real? And Sean Kirkpatrick replied, says, yep, that seems to be an unredacted copy of something that I gave to Intel committees before leaving. It's not classified, but it's unclassified, but restricted, meaning it is not to be released to the public and only those who need to see it should see it, which is like a level of security I didn't even know existed. But I'm going to give you a link to the document images itself, but I'll go over just it's 11 pages long. You can see the date on it. It's May 15th, 2023, the final report. I'll go over, just like I said, I'll give you a summary of basically what this is all saying. But
is this just the cover?
No, it's in pages. You should be able to click through.
Oh, no, this is just a.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Hang on. My bad.
Oh, you know what? You just gave me a link to the one, but I can see it on the post.
Oh, go to the direct post. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just gave you, I'm dumb. I gave you a screenshot, essentially. No, it's okay. So that's real. And it was confirmed to be real, which is, again, infuriating because, like, he just says it on Twitter. So does it, like, no one's really going to fucking see it except for the UFO community who, like, follows this thing. Sure. And basically, what this does is it breaks down what they need to study it properly, how they're going to frame each of anomalous thing, where they're going to, the materials to be studied are kept, specifically naming the Oakland Department of Energy a location as to where they would keep it, which is crazy to me that that's like was just like confirmed in that paper that the Department
really
of Energy
does seem to just be
an unredacted fucking document. File. It's all it is. It's all it is, which is insane. I'm going to find the page that they talk about where, right here. It's on page 5. Materials exploitation and evaluation with respect to discovered materials. The Department of Energy Oak Ridge National Laboratory, ORNL, will lead all investigative material characterization. As AARO's lead science laboratory, ORNL will conduct extinctive evaluation and characterization of discovered material to identify compound and origin of material by using isotopic analysis. Like just naming where the Department of Energy just is involved. They name drop like every intelligence department you can think of, from the CIA to the DOD to the FBI, is all named in here. They talk about government R&D laboratories that they would use, like how they would classify certain things. They see a pattern of intelligence is one thing that they said they're specifically looking for. Are these things acting with intelligence? They're the ones that are characterized that they literally can't explain. They move in ways that their sensors and physics don't understand. They talk about sensor calibration.
ARO, lead science laboratory.
Yes. This shit is the private report. While the public literally got a report.
And it's not classified, to be clear. It's not classified.
No, it's restricted, non-classified, access, which means it's not supposed to be for public.
Yeah, for contractors and federal.
Literally, only the people who are dealing with it should see it. That's all it's supposed to be. So that it was confirmed. Yeah, he goes, that appears to be the original science plan. It wasn't released because, while not classified, it's called controlled unclassified information, which is not, he says specifically, which is not releasable to the public. He gave us a separate public report that says the opposite of all this shit. That's like, it's not really a big deal. None of this is like anything. It can be explained by airplanes or experimental aircraft and whatever. And that was it. Meanwhile, this is the private report he gave the intelligence committees, further fueling that whole like conspiracy angle of just like what they're doing on the back end is just not what they're providing the public. When that was the whole, it's like Project Blue Book all over again, except the public version of Project Blue Book. That's just how it feels. It's crazy. So this comes out, and then a few days later, a well-known aerotech guy in the industry called Aerotech Space on Twitter, or Average Chris, recently said in like a podcast interview just days ago that he is an active Department of Defense intelligence employee. So, like, all he does on Twitter, his whole thing is he debunks all UFO things and he explains them away constantly. And he says he's just an aerospace guy. And it just came out that he's like a DOD intelligence employee. So both these things kind of just slip through the cracks. You know, this private report will never hit Maine. No one will see this other than the people who are genuinely interested. But like, it'll never hit mainstream media. It'll not be talked about like anywhere outside of UFO circles. And it's just kind of like, it's wild. It's wild that there is actual private report that was given to intelligence committees at the same time that we got a public report that said the opposite. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. There's somebody at the bottom of the post who's like, I hope you lose your clearance and go to jail for this. And he's like, why would you want that? It's not my clearance. And he's like, you know, that's stuff that you're not supposed to read. You know, it's not supposed to be posted on Reddit.
Yeah. You're like, yeah.
They're like, democracy. They're like democracy dies in darkness.
Yeah, you lie. Yeah, the whole point is you lied to us, dude. Yeah. It's a whole fuck. You like literally make the point by saying that you literally lied to us and told us it's nothing, which just makes us all look crazy and just makes it feel like it's an active attempt to keep this shit quiet.
Crazy.
Which just, it's nuts because it works. Everybody, I hate when people say like it's just a distraction, because it's not distracting anybody but the people that are already into the UFO world. Any normie out there you walk up to and ask about this shit, they're not going to know an ounce of what you're saying, and you're going to sound crazy. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
So weird. It's just wild, man. It's just wild that this pops out. It's confirmed. And you're just like, okay, well, now, like, what do? You can't really do anything with it, right? You can't, but
right.
It's more confirmation that this shit, something is happening. Whatever. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I get to air my more UFO frustrations on my mini.
That's a pretty good. That's a pretty. I'll say that today.
This is what I would consider a big one. Like this
solid
is a
one.
They name shit that people have speculated forever of, like locations and laboratories and people. I'm like, That's crazy that we actually have it. That's why I didn't think it was real. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't be real. Like this is, we would get a redacted one. No, it's real. Holy shit. We got a full fledged unredacted 11-page document. I've never seen one. Yeah. I've never seen one confirmed. Should I say? I've never seen one confirmed. One
that is said to be that by the people who classified it as such.
Over 2 years after the fact. Yeah. It's fucking nuts. Okay. On that, leave you with that tantalizing nugget. Everybody go look it up. I'll try to leave it in the minisode notes on Patreon for everybody, but I appreciate you. We'll see you next week with another minisode. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.